This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, you know exactly who to call. Take that number down, 281-222-2222. Also, tell you every day about that Odyssey app now. Make sure you download it, Audacy. We've had a lot of action on these airwaves over the last handful of days, handful of weeks with the Texans in training camp. And you never know, man, if you pop on. And maybe you missed a segment, something you wanted to hear about. There's a rewind feature there. You can pop back and listen right there in the moment. Also, every segment is podcasted and put right there on the Odyssey app for you individually. So you don't have to listen to the whole show. You can go to whatever topics tickle your fancy. There's also a ton of content on there from a podcast perspective. For you as well, and you never know. We may have another one of those events coming up where we give away $20,000 and a trip for four to Vegas for a big basketball tournament. You never know. That may pop up. So I tell you what, Audacy, if it were me, I'd download that Odyssey app. Keep us on your hip. Take us wherever you go, and give us a listen every now and then. We greatly appreciate it. Boys, it's become my mission. What I needed to happen last night with the Astros happened.
I'm your mission, huh?
Well, I'm going to circle back to this Chaz McCormick thing every day. Clearly, there's some folks that agree with me. I put it on Twitter last night. What in the hell has Chaz McCormick done to the Astros brass? And it created a little fodder, a little back and forth. But what I needed to happen last night with the Astros happened, right? The Astros got that dub, first and foremost, most important thing. They got a dub. Number two, they scored seven runs. Scored more runs last night than they have, I think, in the last five games. Maybe even six games. Maybe more than that. Seven runs last night. Had 12 hits, man. Mm. Jason Alexander, 5 1/3, baby. Stayed hot. That's four really good, solid outings. Is Jason Alexander for you, has he gone from just kind of an experiment here to a guy that could potentially help you? Definitely going to help you chew some innings the next several weeks, but is he a guy that you think could be an emergency starter if you needed him?
God, I hope not.
Hope not?
I just hope that as you get Lance back tonight, you get Javier, you get Eric Geddy, you hope those guys step up to a point that he doesn't have to be called to do that in the playoffs,
yeah,
the postseason game.
Well, I hope to as well, but I'm saying if that doesn't happen, are you nervous as hell if he's got to start one?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, okay. I am.
So he's still got work to do.
For playoffs.
Yeah.
He's eating up these innings? Oh.
Well, yeah, he's eating up innings, and he's had, what was it, the Yankees? No, the Red Sox. Was it Red Sox? Mariners, I know, was in there. He's had two or three of the last four have been against good opponents. Not in the playoffs, in the big moment. But I just wonder, can he work his way into anybody having any level of confidence in even being a piggyback guy in the playoffs?
If piggyback, it comes down to that? Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
He's there. Okay, yeah. I like it. So we got a win. We got 7 runs. We got 12 hits. We got Jason Alexander going 5 1/3. So we're good to go, baby. Let's ride. Jacob Melton went 0-3. I don't mean to pile on Jacob Melton, but damn it, you have to take this one. You have to wear this one, Jake.
He did have a walk and scored.
Yeah, you can count that if you want to. Jacob Melton, 0-3. Jacob Melton is now hitting 161. I mean, he's going to drop below the 160 mark. His OPS, 426. Some buck ain't hit a home run. I mean, I cannot continue to watch my Astros trot his ass out in center field. And as you mentioned, I believe there's a lefty pitching tonight. Is that correct?
Yep.
There's a lefty pitching tonight for the Baltimore, I almost said Ravens, Baltimore Orioles. I don't think Chaz will get any run against the Ravens either. But the Baltimore Orioles, which would scream you need a right-handed bat up here.
Yeah.
I got to see Chaz McCormick in center field tonight.
I'm sure you will. Gotta get the righties, man. Get the righties in there, the lefties. Yeah,
I mean, I hate that it's come to a point where we get Chaz McCormick in center field only if there's a left-handed pitcher and it's just the perfect timing.
Yeah, I think Chaz sneaks in
after a win last night. You think Chaz sneaks in?
I hope for you. Yeah, well, they got to believe Chaz and Melton are at least the center fielders are platoons. They got to.
I mean, Chaz ought to be used to it. He's been platooning with a 160, 170, 180 hitter his whole damn career. He ought to be used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
What about your big boy Jesus Sanchez in right field? If you're going 5-for-5, you think with that left-handed pitcher in there, they may go to the right. They may go to Cam Smith.
I'm trying to prepare myself for it that he is out of the lineup. Trying to prepare myself for it.
Do you think he is though?
Yes. I think they're serious about the righty lefty thing. And listen, I'll be honest, I get it. There are some lefties that are not good against left-handed pitching. Many of them. I can understand the situation of maybe, you know, Jesus and Cam and, you know, whoever else. There's a platoon there. When there's a lefty out there, then it's Cam Smith. And there's a righty out there. I just think when you go 5-for-5, and you're that hot, and you hit everything on the screws.
I think he was, what was he, 0 for his previous 18 or something?
That's all right, he came right in, baby.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
5-for-5, hit him all on the screws. You go 5-for-5, you got to play tomorrow.
What's the outfield look like for you tonight?
I'd say.
I think you're wrong. I think Sanchez in left field.
I'd say Chaz, Cam.
Chaz in center, Cam's in right.
Cam, Chaz, and.
Hey, you're about out of options, man. You got to hit Melton or Sanchez. About all you got, unless you're gonna slide Dubon out there. He is a righty.
Yeah, Dubon or Altuve in the outfield.
Yeah. And Urias at second, another right-handed bat against that lefty. So you think he gets squeezed out?
Yeah.
That's gonna be painful to watch. We're gonna have to add that to the list. Back to what we talked about yesterday, Ron. That's all I want the Astros to do. We just put your best lineup out there. Quit trotting Jacob Melton's ass out there.
They trotted him out there to a win.
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, you go 5-for-5. You just gotta.
I mean, because now you put me in a spot of like, I mean, Jesus Sanchez 5-for-5, and then you're gonna put Chaz McCormick out there, a guy that you clearly don't trust. None of it makes any sense. But at least last night with the Astros, we got the dub, and I can feel comfortable complaining and bitching about Chaz McCormick not.
I'm just saying, Chaz went deep, baby. Hit a home run that one game, catch off the wall. It was the Chaz McCormick game, I believe. That's what Brian McTaggart said, and he set the next day.
He ain't done nothing but pitch since. Here's Ron Ugly. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. And let's jump over to the Texans real quick, Ron. This is the offensive line situation with the Texans is becoming interesting. Look, what they end up doing, they've got 5 tackles. Nick Caserio said, man, Nick said, we got 5 tackles if you look at it. Trent Brown being a guy that we haven't seen practice, and then the 4 guys that we have seen practice. Blake Fisher, Titus Howard, Cam Robinson, Ariante Ursary. They got a surplus of tackles. What are the Texans going to do, right? Titus Howard was at guard. They couldn't even.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Get a good enough protection for the quarterback to have good, solid practices. What'd they do? They had to bump Titus Howard out to tackle. It cleaned things up a little bit. Wasn't perfect. Cleaned things up a little bit. And it looks like Titus Howard is going on week two of being the right tackle. Now, Cam Robinson gets healthy. What do you do? Cam Robinson, Arianti Ursery at left tackle look to be competing. Titus Howard appears to be staying at that right tackle position. And I don't think this is just a happenstance, some injuries, the numbers, and are allowing Titus Howard to play right tackle. I'm looking at this, and it sounds like Titus Howard is the right tackle of choice, and it sounds like Titus Howard is playing some really, really good right tackle. Here's C.J. Stroud on his offensive lineman, Titus Howard.
Yeah, I think Titus is, you know, his presence felt at tackle. You know, he's doing a really good job being firm in protection, using his hands, using his length. I think he's done a great job, and he also going to let you know about it too, which I think is cool. He's a dog, man, so I'm really happy for that guy, really proud of him. And, you know, he wants to have a great year. He told me, you know, he wants to be a Pro Bowler this year. He has a lot of expectations for himself, and, you know, he's answering that, right, when we practice against guys like him and Danielle and Will every day. I think he's done a good job.
Well, look, Pro Bowl may be a little bit of a stretch, but I like hearing that from him. I would love to
you
see
have
it.
Them goals.
Well, no, I love the goals, but I'm just saying personally, I'm not going to sit on here and tell you that I'm talking about Titus Howard being a Pro Bowl tackle. I'd like to see him play tackle. I'd like to see the team commit to him at tackle, which it appears what they're doing. C.J. Stroud talking like hell, he is the right tackle, no doubt about it. And that is a transition I would love to see, Ron, is the Titus Howard that can now come into his own. You know, there's no Laremy Tunsil there. Titus Howard is I think there's an opportunity to lead this team. I don't think there's any super alpha in there that's walking in the room. There's an opportunity to lead, and now all of a sudden, does Titus Howard become a guy that's a dog? Does Titus Howard become a guy that plays and expects to play at a Pro Bowl level, and it looks like he's going to play guard? That would be, you know, we're looking around talking about Lakin Tomlinson as a guy who's probably brought in here. D'Amico probably knows he's a little bit older dude that is longer in the tooth, a little bit more physical approach, probably a little bit more of a leader. Arianti Ursery, we've talked about his kind of demeanor, his aura, if you will, is probably got some alpha tendencies in it. Money-wise and experience-wise, and if we're being honest, probably talent-wise, Titus Howard should probably be the one that has the best opportunity to step up and be some level of a bigger leader in this room, shouldn't he?
Well, yeah, he's your best offensive lineman at multiple positions, so mm-hmm. Obviously, Clint, you know that accounts for something. That's why I think Laremy Tunsil was the biggest influence in that room, because he was the best, right? And so I think the guys respect him as many years as he's been there. And yeah, I think it's there for him. I mean, you got other guys, everybody else should be fighting for, at least thinking, looking over their shoulder. He's the only one that you would look at and say, all right, coming into this sucker, I know I'm going to be on there. Like, I don't know if David Andrews, you know, knew, or Jay, or whatever Andrews' first name is.
Jake.
Jake Andrews, David's his brother. I don't know that he came in there to start this thing off saying, I know I'm going to be in there. Yeah. You know, even Blake Fisher, I know I'm going to be in there. Anybody. I think Titus is the only one. Even Lakin Tomlinson was competing early. He's the only one who knew he was going to be a part of the five. And, yeah, I think it's primed and ready for him to kind of take over from that leadership perspective.
Well, when you hear D'Amico and CJ both talking about the offensive line and talking particularly about Titus Howard, it sure seems like there's a lot of confidence there.
I think there should be.
Well, yeah. I agree. Like, Titus, how about that? How about Titus Howard going from, all right, I'm going to bite the bullet, I'm going to play guard, and it looks like he's going to play guard, and he's embraced it, to, hey, boss, we need you to bump back out to right tackle. He's got to be on cloud nine right there, right? And then all of a sudden, the word on the street is that the offense is able to practice and able to get off plays because Titus Howard is slowing down the pass rush a little bit. He's got to be on cloud nine right now. And as I've said before, I know I'm higher on Titus Howard than a lot of people are. Some people are completely out on him. I get it. I want to see the guy play a season at one position. That's it. I want to see the guy play the position for a season and not bounce from right side to left side. I tell you what, it's really to each their own. I don't care what anybody else out there thinks or says or that covers a team or that's just a fan. Doesn't matter to me. To be critical, like critical to the point of a guy can't play or shouldn't play, of a guy that's played right tackle, left guard, right guard, back to right tackle. He literally has switched sides of the ball and position in the same season. Like, it's hard for me, given the piss-poor offensive line play that we've watched, it's hard for me to arrive at Titus Howard. Can't play.
I will say the one thing is it does. It looks like he has moved out to being the left tackle. The one thing I do watch and wonder is it seemed like, and the thing that I really gave him, I think, a lot of credit was, yeah, dude, you're a right tackle. He's not silly. He knew at OTAs that he was the best tackle on the team. I think, as we heard CJ just say it in that cut. And he'll tell you about it. I think he knew he was the best tackle on the team.
He ain't never been one to tell you much about it. It hadn't seemed like one to tell you much about it.
I don't know. I heard John.
I like it.
I heard John Harris saying earlier today on Payne and Pendergast saying, hey, he said he came up to him. He said, you see me in them one-on-ones with Hutchinson?
Oh, he asked him about it, huh?
He told you see me in them one-on-ones. But so I think he's known that. My one thing is we clearly, at least to us, it appeared – he did things with his body to get prepared to play the interior.
Yeah.
Like, he looked bigger. Like, easily looked bigger. I wonder, does that affect him moving back outside where he's got speed rushers? That's the one thing that I do. Clearly, it hasn't thus far.
Right.
But that's the other thing.
Well, old buddy's been a good soldier, man. He's been a good soldier. He's done what he's been asked to. I mean, I think if you follow him on Twitter, you know he thinks he's a tackle and he's been willing to play guard. I mean, I want to see him play. I want to see him play well. I want to see the whole line because I'm a fan of the Texans. I want to see the whole line play well. But in a vacuum, I want to see Titus Howard play. I want to see him play well. Texans, Lions, they square off in Detroit. At 12 o'clock, Ford Field, Detroit, Michigan. Not sure how many starters we're going to see. Not sure how long you're going to see even the twos. This is a monster game for backups, for the depth on the roster, for guys that are going to be 48 through 53. It's a big, big day for them. We shall see. But I do think you're going to see some guys that you recognize, some names playing early. And it may mean more. This game three may mean more than a typical game three, preseason game three for the Texans, what it typically means. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's still some battles. There's still some battles for position and still some battles to make this team. And it'll be one to watch coming up here tomorrow in Detroit. All right, Clint. Lineup is out. Jacob Melton's not in it, so there you go. Should feel better about that. We'll tell you what the lineup is. And Lance is back. Lance McCullers is back on the mound, surviving. And I mean surviving that blister. We'll let you know about that. And if you haven't heard what the big fella did last night, he's getting close, fellas. He's getting close. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.